they've used this excuse of cleaning up the Atatürk Cultural Center and the monument in the middle of Taksim, taking off the banners, as a as an excuse to test what happens if they actually clean the whole square. But the main issue is whether the people who flew the Molotov cocktails this morning were provocateurs or whether they were demonstrators of some kind. Because obviously the park people completely disown that kind of violence. They don't want anything to do with it, and they try to stop it.
So the authorities are looking for a kind of pretext to sort of clear the whole place.
Well, that appears to be the case. But I think the most interesting story, which is very difficult to clarify, is whether the provocateurs were actually police agents or whether they were simply mad anarchists behaving on their, you know, acting on their own behalf without giving a damn about the people in the park. And that's unclear, I wouldn't like to say. I mean, obviously, the social networking sites here in Istanbul are saying that they were police provocateurs, but who knows? I don't know.
What did you see on the way out today?
Well, our street is about 200 metres from Taksim, and some of the rioters this morning, or some of the whatever they were ran down the street and were chased by tear gas. But there wasn't any particular damage. It was a small group. And I've just visited my friend who's in hospital because she got hit by a tear gas canister on Saturday last week. I saw a policeman being brought into hospital with not a serious head injury, but some kind of injury, enough to get him to hospital. So it's obviously not very nice out there.